Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
Will!
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you.
I'm a little irritated at my friend, Steiny.
Which one?
June. The detective cop you met, OPD. So my buddy Ron T's in the hospital getting better. Might even be home. He's a P1. Get better, Ron T. So I go, I'm going to give him a shout out. And June goes, he's not listening. How the hell you know he's not listening? You live with him? That was a rude thing to say he ain't listening.
Maybe they're friends.
They are. Okay, off, but he listens. Ron listens all the time.
And maybe he knows he's not listening today.
How would you know that?
Because they talked. They had a conversation.
I didn't like it.
He's at the doctor.
Yeah, June, I didn't like it. Yeah.
He's at the doctor.
He ain't listening.
He might be having late breakfast.
You might be right.
So,
I had something for you.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Go ahead. Do what you do, Stein. I'm right here. I'm Westbrook.
49ers are 3-0. Do they have staying power? How good is this team, by the way? Harry.
He responded.
By the way, I'm so down on our listeners. Some of them. They actually think that I created Harry as a human shield for my opinions. Not true. Not true. And Harry just got back. But go ahead. Because he has a response for you personally.
All right, you asked about the tell me, and I want Harry's response to this and the listeners. Buffalo Bills 3-0. I think we expected that.
Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts, no. Shocking, pleasant 3-0. Nobody expected that, right? The Chargers 3-0. Jim Harbaugh.
Good.
No, that's a great surprise.
All right.
Philadelphia, been there, done that, 3-0.
All right.
Okay. Got a miraculous win Sunday against the Rams. Tampa Bay 3-0. That's
all right.
Pleasant. But what if I told you, and
is
I mean
one more
this,
team?
The Niners.
Oh, Niners, of course.
Their 3-0 is the best 3-0 because it's been the most difficult 3-0 because what you've been without.
I won't go there.
But why, if they haven't had their starting quarterback for 2 weeks, Kittle's been gone. Like, what must I say to you to, like, Stoney, that should be easy. You should be like, go park that in the garage.
Who have the Bills beat? They beat the Ravens, they beat the Dolphins, and they beat
Buffalo.
The Chiefs, the Jets.
Okay.
So they got a quality win there.
But they're healthy. They have, like, what if now, had Buffalo won two of those games without, okay, that's all I'm asking.
How did you phrase that, though, of the 6-3-0 teams?
The most impressive 3-0 is the 49ers because of the health.
No.
That.
It's got to be the Colts.
Kenny, what would you say to that? You think I got something there?
Right now.
I mean,
the Colts are great. They're second.
Possibly, but who they beat does not give them like the best 3-0. I mean, the Eagles 3-0 is a little bit
right,
more impressive.
Right, but the genesis of the point, Ken, I'm not trying to sway you, is what they've been without if they play Chabot College.
Yeah, good, but they beat the Saints.
Okay, they just beat Arizona and Seattle.
And that was a very impressive win, but also if you look at, like we're talking about, 2 to 3 plays that you sway.
I got you.
They could be 1-2.
All right, okay. What if, like,
Danny Jones doesn't play 2 of the 3? Is Indianapolis up here 3-0? I would bet no.
But here's the thing about the way I look at the injuries. The way I look at the injuries is, yeah, they played without Purdy. But these were 3 games, you could say, that even healthy, we got to be at least 2-1. And so, the fact that you're 3-0, or let's just say you were 2-1, even though you'd been hurt,
yeah,
you're still exactly where you would have been. And so when the starters come back or when Purdy comes back with Kittle, you're going to pick up right where you think you should have been. The 3-0 to me means you're going to pick up with one game in hand that maybe you didn't expect to be 3-0 even with your starters. But I mean, look, if the 49ers beat the
Jags.
Give me their first three games again.
Seattle.
All right, they beat Seattle 30-17.
They beat New Orleans.
Then they hammer New Orleans 31-14. And then they win last week 21-10.
Oh, okay. That didn't happen.
Like, you know what I mean? If they had won every game by more than a score.
But now you're going to college.
No. But that's what I'm saying. I mean,
points now.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying, I think that's what Ken's saying. You know, if you're 3-0 and you've been a juggernaut, then you've got to say, wow, that's impressive.
But my point is, it's impressive to me from the standpoint of you were without your starting quarterback and other star players. That's all. That's my premise.
Well, I think it also depends on what kind of healthy or not. What did you see the 49ers starting this year? 3-0, 2-1, 1-2, 0-3. I mean, I got to believe I had them at 2-1 at worst with these three games.
And I guess it's not being a one-trick pony, but I just, like, if Josh Allen missed two games, I don't think the Bills are 3-0. If our guy in L.A., the dream quarterback, if he's out two games, Kenny, I don't believe the Chargers are 3-0, you know? So
I agree, but if Derrick Henry doesn't fumble twice, I mean, the Ravens could be 3-0.
And that's always what I try to figure out. Does that mean the Ravens aren't very good right now?
They just lost a couple games, their defense has been leaving a lot to be desired.
But it's all how you look at it. That's all to me. This 9-3-0. Okay, forget everybody else, Donnie. Wouldn't you say it's a tad bit more? 3-0 is always impressive, but wouldn't you say it's a tad bit more impressive with the injuries they've had to overcome? Can I park my car there?
Guru says Harry. This is from Harry. 10:31, Guru, all I'm saying is that, well, now he's saying you.
Okay.
I'm going to throw Willard in there, too, just to take all the heat off you.
That's all right.
And I'll put Shasky in there, too. All I'm saying is that you, Shasky, and Willard,
he said just go. All right, go ahead.
Pump up the 3-0, and I'm saying they'd be 1-2 if the other teams didn't hand them the games by dropping three touchdowns, and he says, tell the truth.
That's valid.
Weren't
here yesterday. I told Grandy they could be 0-3 in a text. Well, I use text.
I guess that's the way. If they could be 0-3, are you ecstatic they're 3-0, or are you like, we could be 0-3? I think Harry's like, man, we could be 0-3 or 1-2. Well, and an optimistic's like, we should be 1-2, but we're 3-0. So we're on cloud nine.
Well, if you're walking home, Stoddy, real quick, you're walking to Bart and find $300 just sitting there on the ground, are you going to be happy, or are you just going to lay asleep at night like you lost the $300 because you're never going to find out who did it?
I don't know.
You just focus on, I got some good luck.
The question
is, that somebody lost it.
Well, you may not. It may
no
be like
ID,
finding $300 that you may not have, though, in 4 weeks, is what he's saying. Like,
but you're excited about what you're going to do with the bonus 300.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I'm down on Ken.
Why?
I didn't like the fumble but I got your
point.
But
I agree with you, though, because like we said in the green room when Ross Tucker was on with you guys yesterday, you and Grandy. You know, bonus backup QB wins are bonus wins.
Oh, he did say that, Ross.
And that
Tucker,
to me is impressive, and it's something you want. You got cash in hand now.
Yeah, he did say that.
I mean, I also look at it, if you win five games during the course of a regular season, like they've won to me, I'm not going to say all three, but I'd say, you know, hey, they got breaks and a couple wins.
Yeah.
But by the end of the season, if you get breaks and three or four wins, you're going to the playoffs. Yeah. Probably, unless you. I mean, if you're as good as the Niners, you're going to win some games on your own, and then you win some games maybe you steal. We're going to the playoffs. Now, I don't know what's going to happen after the playoffs, and I think that's that's the other part that's difficult in this, in that we view the 49ers, or we viewed them as a Super Bowl team the last 3 years, but we don't quite view them like that now. So that's why, to me, I can't worry about the playoffs until they get in. And if they get in, I'm almost ready to say, if they make the playoffs, that's a successful year. And I think people don't want to hear that. Would you agree with that? Yeah, but, 10-7 and a loss in the first round of the playoffs. I don't think Niner fans would take that right now, which is fine, but
it's operation this week to me.
But there's a chance that maybe 7-10 at the end of the year.
You're
you know?
Right, but we'll handle that when we get there. Right now, they're Matt Damon. They have a born identity, and their born identity right now, Stani, is they can win through 3 weeks, guys, close games. Games that eluded them last year. So they, to me, are a work in progress. I don't know what they're going to look like in 8 weeks, but I do know they'll have no less than 3 wins, partner. Yeah. If they don't win another game in the next eight, they got that they're 3-0.
Let's go to Steve real quick in San Francisco. Wants to talk about Nick Bosa. This will work well.
Hey
Nick. Hey Steve.
How's it going, fellas? Okay, so real quickly, wins are wins. You get them any way you can. They could easily be 0-3, and they would have been 0-3 last year if this was the case. Salah already has that stamp and the identity of the defense. I think the defense right now, granted Bosa's out, they're playing at a level now that I hoped they would maybe get to at the end of October or November. So the fact that they're there right now, to me, is a great sign, but you can't put aside the fact that the Bosa loss is tremendous. I don't know how they're going to address it. Of course, everybody wants to talk about Trey Hendrickson, et cetera. I don't know that that's viable, but they do I don't think this is going to work just taking stock of who they have or calling up guys from the practice squad whatsoever. As far as Bosa's concerned, what really is kind of a heartbreaker, too, is not only is this the season, it's his third ACL injury. He injured the right knee that he has now in high school. What I think is more upsetting, too, for this guy on a personal standpoint, how do you not look at this? He's, what, 29 or 30? How do you not see him potentially just going the route that Joey Bosa did and that he turns into, you know, a viable plug-and-play, but does he become a journeyman pass rusher after this? Do we lose the Nick Bosa that could have been? I see him now as kind of potentially that story that you go, oh, man, he wrecked his knee 3 times. He lost the season twice. What could his career have looked like if not for that?
Yeah, thanks, Steve, for the call. Appreciate it. We're not there yet. Hey, you can have all those worries.
I brought it up yesterday to Grandy.
I mean, you can have all those worries, but we're not going to find out.
Is he the best version of Bosa?
I don't know. I mean, I have no idea, but we're going to have to wait a year for that
answer. But you can understand how somebody got there, even the biggest Bosa fan.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what's so disheartening. And maybe he comes back better than ever. But most, you know what I mean? Like, man, that's the second time, and I know it was high school, that he's done this. To the right knee. And he's out for the year, man.
Yeah.
Man, injuries, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the 49ers. They're 3-0 right now. They got Jacksonville coming in. And, you know, I'm willing to say this, too. Maybe Jacksonville's one of those teams on the schedule that looked easier before the season started than it does now. They're 2-1. How real are the Jacksonville Jaguars?
And gave a game away. They could be 3-0, but they're not.
But this is like this is also the one where, okay, you go out and you beat Jacksonville.
4-0.
Yeah, and that's great. But just know that they're not going to be able to run from the schedule, and it's what's going to hold some people back from, I think, embracing this team, you know, full-fledged, if you will.
Was that you and the boss and I over at the Warrior facility, and we talked about the theme of the Niner season in when the schedule came out, and it was going to be what you're talking about. They'll never really get that respect because the schedule to the average fan is light, but they don't have to apologize for that. It's operation qualify for the offs, right?
Yeah.
And you stack wins to get there.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and the Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in the city. The 3-4-1 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. Please pick out the 10 losses you see on the schedule. I'm just saying we don't know if this team's going to win more than 10 games or they could still lose all the rest of their games. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's what I'm saying is we don't know how healthy this team's going to be as the season rolls along, and that's why I'm not here to paint this team as a Super Bowl contender, but I am here to say at 3-0 after 18% of the season has been complete,
yeah,
they're in the driver's seat, whether they're good or not.
I agree with that.
They're in first. Just keep rolling, Kenny? Yeah, all right. Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Our man.
Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? How's everybody doing?
All right, Frank.
All right, that's good. Okay, this dude who you're named Harry, I guess he's named.
Yeah, Harry.
Tell him he's a rock with lips.
Hey, okay? Hey.
He doesn't know what he's talking
about. He's a good man. He's a good man.
You better be careful.
Okay, look. This is how this works. If that whole what would have happened if they hadn't dropped the touchdown is an invalid. It's an invalid argument because the entire game changes at the moment he catches that pass. Who's to say that on the first play of the next drive, Christian McCaffrey doesn't run down the field and score an 80-yard touchdown?
I don't know. Listen, you can be happy they're 3-0.
Ecstatic.
Okay, but is it okay to say, yeah, but I don't really think they're that good.
But that doesn't, you can, but oh, and
that's what he said.
That doesn't take away from the numbers, though. Like, you could say that, but the premise still is the team's 3-0, Stine.
Right, and he's saying that doesn't automatically mean they're good.
And I'm not saying that.
And what he's saying
is, we saw
that
with the Giants, right?
And what he's saying is my eye test is telling me that we're making too much out of this team too early in the season. Despite them winning their first three games. Like, that to me is – that sentiment is not unfair.
No, it's
just
fair.
Like, you know, the Warriors started 12-3 last year. It's like
– oh, man.
Were they a title team? Well, they were 500 then a month or two later. So anybody who said after the Warriors were 12-3, I'll tell you what, this team can go all the way.
But help me, you help me.
Well,
help myself.
Real quick, that 12-3 team was not
no doubt
going anywhere.
That was fool's gold.
Right.
It got ugly, and they had to facilitate a trade. But you tell me, and I'll give you $10 if you can, Monday morning or any time during this season, 3 weeks, Donnie, when I came in here and said anything other than, I've marveled at how they were able to win these games with the injuries. I never once, Harry, and I'm not hearing a lot of callers call and say, oh boy, the Niners are about to win or go play in the Super Bowl at home. It hadn't gotten that far. It's just people got in a pool of, we're undefeated. We could be 0-3. We got injuries left, right, and everywhere, but the bottom line is we were able to overcome. That's as far as I've gone. I've not come in here and told you, oh, the Niners are better than the Rams. I don't think they are.
Well, you could also, like, let's just use this last year.
6-11?
No, I'm talking about all three teams. So the Warriors start, they start 12-3, and everybody says this team's good. They're
watch
back.
Out. Yeah.
Watch out. They're good. This team can make a deep run. Title's not out of the question. Okay, then you're 23-23 after halfway point of the season. So then the people that were saying this is a championship team, guess what? You were wrong about this start leading to what you thought it was. That's fine.
Right.
Then they get Butler, and they start winning.
Oh, boy.
And what did we do?
They're back to
the now they can win a title again. Why? Well, because they went 15-3 over an 18-game stretch.
But they got another great player.
Okay. And they lost in the second round. And I know there were extenuating circumstances, but the reality is they lost in the second round. Now we go to the Giants. They start 12-3. They go get Devers. They're 41-29.
Oh, man.
And people were saying...
In the business.
I don't care if they were in the business or the fans.
They were
saying, we can win the division.
doubt.
We can challenge the Dodgers. No doubt. Okay, we were wrong. That was wrong to think that even after Devers. So from that respect, Goo, I do think it's fair to say, all right, now we got another Bay Area team off to a great start. Is it fine to say, let's pump the brakes because we saw what happened with the Warriors and we saw what happened with the Giants with their great starts. Let's just try to beat Jacksonville and not get too far over our skis saying this is a playoff team and this team can make a run. Let's wait till they get halfway through the season.
Not mad at any of that, but I differ with the Giants. I got to go here. The fans did their part. We had former GMs join our show and station and talk about just their opinion that they thought the Giants were worthy of maybe getting the Dodgers or taking it down to the end. The Giant players and manage and coaches didn't do their job. So, Steiny, when you say it was wrong, it wasn't wrong for the fans to think we got action. And then when everything looked bleak with the Giants, they get hot, get back in it to the point to where they're in the playoffs, and then they go 2-9 or 2-10 after that. So I just take issue with the fan was wrong. No, the players didn't do their part. And I think it's going to cost the manager his job. That's a whole nother conversation.
The point is that whether the team failed or the team was who they were when they were 41-29 and got Devers, everybody assumed. Well, they're going to make the playoffs.
See,
and I was wrong.
Right.
Everybody was wrong.
But it's not your fault.
I'm not saying it was. I'm saying we got it wrong. So for us to come down Harry's Road as the Niners are 3-0 and just to offer some caution, that's totally fair because the last two teams, you know, maybe the Niners are different. This is what we can talk about why the Niners are different than the Giants.
That.
He's just saying they're 3-0, but don't tell me they're going to challenge the Dodgers in the NL West. I'm not there yet. Fair.
Yeah, and it is fair. But wouldn't it hit different when they're 3-3 or 3-4, Steiny?
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a little breather. 888-957-9570 is the number. Got a little fire drill here. We're going to take a break. Jump into your calls on the other side on 95.7 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I never answer. I never leave a building when there's a fire alarm. I just don't believe in it.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Baldy, we love you, but what if there's a real fire, bud?
I never leave a building when there's a fire alarm. I just don't believe in it.
We just had one and you didn't leave the building.
It was a...
That's what they said.
What do you call it? A walkthrough. Yeah, a test.
But what if we have a real fire at the exact time that there's a...
I'm out of here. Knocking people over. I'm getting out.
Well,
yeah. He says he doesn't believe in it. All right.
I bet if he's on the 20th floor, he does.
Steiny, I think we got some oil. Can I read something to you I saw during the fire break?
All right.
It's real. This is from TK, Tim Kawakami, from The Standard. Jonathan Kuminga got the Warriors to blink, but it's not likely to keep happening. He and his agent have created a mini emergency situation. He's earned the right, but camp starts Monday. Something should happen by this weekend. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, well, October 1st.
The training camp starts Monday.
Dude.
And the deadline's Wednesday. I think it's pretty safe that something may happen this weekend.
Yeah. I'm being selfish.
And if not Monday.
He'll be in a Warrior uniform. That's all I wanted. Well, we'll deal with the rest when we deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see for how long.
We'll see.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. And we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers and how you interpret this 3-0 season so far with Jacksonville coming in there. I'm sorry, 49ers hosting Jacksonville this weekend. So my question to 49er fans is, does this 3-0 have staying power? Do you believe this team can make a Super Bowl run? I guess. Are we going to put this team in the same Niners category that we have the previous 3 years?
I'm going to use one of your words, Daddy. That would be stupid right now. It's only 3 weeks in. I'm sounding like you. But I'm not going to tell Niner fans, don't be ecstatic about what you've seen.
I guess that's the word. Ecstatic. Ecstatic. Could you, like, just to my way of, hey, are the 49ers ecstatic about the 3-0 start? Well, yes,
but injuries, hell yes.
Right, but it hasn't been perfect. No.
And that's
and
what
we
makes
know
it better.
Never will be. Okay, that's fine. And if that's your rationale, that's fine. Like, we're 3-0 and we haven't played well. That's legit.
Right.
But there's also, we're 3-0 and we've gotten some breaks and it's going to catch up to us at some point.
Or how about this? When we get reinforcements back, maybe these games aren't that close our way.
You know, here's the other thing that he brings up, and I'm a there's something
Harry's
to this,
a star.
There's something to this too, and that is, okay, we've won two games without Brock Purdy, and Brock Purdy, on paper, is better.
Come on.
Than Mac Jones, but Mac Jones was good in the last two games. Like, he's been really good.
Thanks.
And like I said, if Purdy would have quarterbacked the 3-touchdown game a week ago, we would have been saying that was one of Purdy's better games.
Gotcha.
In his career. So Harry's also a big believer in, just because Purdy comes back doesn't mean he's going to play better than Mac Jones has played in those two wins consistently.
And don't you think that's the rat on the table, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control, that now that Mac Jones was able to show you, you know, what he can do, the throws, and even the rapport that he's kept up with Ricky Pearsall that I talked about was worrying me. Was that going to vanish or go away? Don't you know everybody's looking to see if Purdy can keep it cooking? Because now Mac Jones has shown you, and I'm not saying there's no quarterback competition, but Stoney, fans know what we're watching. And if Brock, I think Brock Purdy, you know, when he does come back, I don't know if it's going to be this week, but my goodness, Niner fan might never feel different about Brock getting hurt or missing a game moving forward now with what I deem the bar that Mac Jones has set in a Kyle Shanahan offense. Look what he did for Jimmy. I'm sure this is Mac Jones. Look what he did for you, Brock. But watch what he's going to do for me as long as I'm under center into that toe heels.
Let's go to Scott in Marin wants to jump in. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Hey, fellas. I just think this whole Harry thing, the premise is what is just false. First of all, nobody's saying that after this, the way they won the first three ball games, that they're going anywhere yet. I mean, they survived. I mean, and to say I'm not going to listen to the station anymore because you're puffing them up. who's doing that?
Right.
I haven't heard any of that. So it
really.
So the other thing is no, and. Nobody in their right mind thinks this. Okay, we're 3-0. We're gonna win the NFC. We're going to the Super Bowl. No, there was no idea that
Thank
they were
you.
Going to the Super Bowl before the season even started. Yeah. And so this whole idea that now they're being puffed up is ridiculous. They beat two teams that they had to in division. I mean, Seattle, of course, New Orleans isn't very good, but Seattle blew them out last week. But Seattle also lost to the 49ers at home. So, I mean, you know, this is the NFL. Harry, I don't know how long he's been watching the NFL, but you take the victories when you get them, and there was a lot of nuance to obviously they suffered injuries. They were down quarterback. They're down their star tight end. They lost their left guard. I mean, dinged up, but Juszczyk dinged up. Jennings dinged up. No Ayuk. I mean, you know, and now they lost Bosa. So nobody's – this is not a Super Bowl team. I mean, I knew that coming into this season. but I've been encouraged by what I see from this young defense.
Let me throw it this way, Scott. So, let me ask you this. That's fair. What's the thing that worries you most about the 49ers this year? Now that they're 3-0,
continuing to sustain these injuries is not not sustainable. They can't losing Bosa is a massive blow, and so my expectations. NFL is a week to week league. I've been watching a long time, and I take the victories when they come.
Man,
I have no expectations that they're gonna win the division.
Let me throw this one out there, Scott, real quick. Had they started 3-0 last year like this, how you probably wouldn't have felt this good about where they are, right? Because your expectations last year were higher.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, and, that's what I agree with.
People from the old days, if you remember when the 49ers were in their dynasty phase, they would beat people,
yes,
by 10 points, and fans would be upset.
Yes.
Because it wasn't good enough. The bars are much different places. Fans are normally, pessimistic anyway.
Right.
And so, but I've been encouraged by these first 3-0. There's a reason
to
be happy.
You should be.
Because you're 3-0. Yep.
Appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah, I'm with him. Ask me that question. Yeah, Scott, what worries you?
What worries you?
Stoney, this run blocking and this fact that the team seem like they're keeping McCaffrey and any 49er running back at bay. We saw it with Seattle, and I get it. Now the people are, Seattle's got a good defense. I'm not saying they don't. New Orleans, I hadn't heard about their defense, but they were kind of, making it difficult, and damn sure Arizona was. So, I mean, and we were talking about it yesterday, in the crossover. How do you get this fixed? What's going on? Is it the burst from McCaffrey, which I don't believe it is, Steiny? I believe it's just a collective. But if they're going to do anything, you got to be able to run like you used to. And for whatever reason right now, they're just, 3.1, 3.4 yards a pop.
I mean, I do think there's –
and that's why these games are coming down, I believe, to the wire.
And if you remember what I'm talking about here, jump in. But here's – and maybe the analogy doesn't work exactly.
Oh, here we go.
But I remember – 2016, and the Raiders went 12-4.
D-Carr.
And I want to say that year they started 7-1, and they won like four games that they eked out at the end. I want to say the first game of the year they scored late and they went for two and got it and won a game
New
with
Orleans.
Like no time left.
Yeah.
Anyway. They won a lot of close games, and that was the year that Carr got hurt the last game of the year. But whatever, they went 12-4.
Lost to the Texans.
And the next year, I thought it was very fair to say they won a lot of close games last year. Like 12-4 might have been a little bit of a mirage. And then they went 6-10. I'm not saying, that's what naturally was going to happen. But I do think the year before they won a lot of games that maybe they shouldn't have won, or they got a couple breaks, and the next thing you know, they're 12-4, but they're not a 12-4 team. And that ended up, exposing itself the following year. And all I'm saying is,
I think it changed Carr's career.
And all I'm saying is, the 49ers are 3-0. Let's figure out what to make of it right now in the context of how early it is in the season, what their expectations were, and what their goals are for the year.
I don't think the goals change. I just think if it's Operation Playoffs and the fact that you've stacked three wins in three tries, you would think, Stoney, you're closer to your goal if you keep this up. But the bottom line is, I think we're doing too much trying to shake the tree of what does this mean? Is it sustainable when the players and the schedule's going to control that? My thing is, the fact that they're undefeated now, don't stop. Do not show up at practice, and because we know the players are not doing that. But, man, how long can you keep this thing going? And to your Raider point, I'll never forget I was shaving, thinking the Raiders had won that last game and heard the noise, the announcers talk about Derek Carr. But, Stoney, to that point, yeah, they were winning close games. But had he remained upright, who's to say they don't go in the playoffs and beat Houston and have that much more of a magical season? Just for that season. Because let me ask you this. You think it's a skill to win close games?
I don't know. I mean, it's a skill for teams that win close games and then
I think
move
for a
through
season,
the playoffs.
You can bottle it up and
I thought that year the Raiders were lucky. Now,
and then
that doesn't mean they should have gone 4-12.
Right.
It just means.
But the Patriots were lucky when Seattle was at the 1-yard line and chose not to give it to Marshawn and throw it. They won the Super Bowl.
But I'm talking about.
You know
about,
what I mean? No, Stoney, that was luck.
I'm talking about when you win three or four games during a season that maybe camouflages, you know, it works the other way too. You lose a lot of like were the 49ers a 6-11 team last year? Well, they were because that's what they finished.
And they couldn't stop anybody though, Stoney.
But their personnel, they'll tell you, was a much better than a 6-win team. I got to believe. Let's go to Manny. Manny's in Union City. Manny, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Manny.
I'm going to pull something back from a few years ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who got it better than us? Nobody.
Huh?
You know what? You know who wishes they were 3-0? The Giants, the Texans, the Titans, and every other scrub team that ain't winning nothing. Hey, guys, I'm going to say this once and for all to all your fans out there that are – this ain't the WNBA. This ain't the NBA. This ain't Major League. It's the NFL. You have 17 days to put up or shut the front door. And so far, we've stacked up 3 dubs. It don't matter if it's against the Rams, the Saints, or the little league team that's playing on Logan's Field right now, Goo.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Colts.
The win is the win. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, Manny.
You put on those pads, nobody cares what your name is. Nobody cares who your team's name is. It's man on man. Whoever wins, wins. Hey, Scott, this is for you. We're going to win the division, and we're going to win the Super Bowl. All right, let me tell you one thing, fellas. I'm betting right now that the Saints that lost to a 7-9 Seahawks team at home were going, hey, they were supposed to be a 7-9 team. How'd we lose to them? That's my point. This team is 3-0, and they are doing it without a Debo. They are doing it without Kittle. They are doing it without Ayuk. They are doing it without Purdy and everybody else. Not to take away from the guys that we have on right now. Guru, this is the answer to your question. Why is the run so spotty? Here's why. If I'm playing on the other team, I'm looking at Tongas. I'm looking at Pearsall. I'm looking at Kendrick Bourne. And I'm going, yeah, I think we're going to play 12 in the box. So once we start getting our guys back, not only are we going to be better than where we are, but that run game is going to blow up. So, again, to pull it from the guy on the other side of the fence, who got it better than us? That's all I got, fellas. Have a good day.
All right, appreciate it, Manny.
Yeah. People saying that's Guru's Harry, but I got it. Stoney, you can't be mad at him, but now he's not wrong on the 3-0. And you're not saying apologize for it, but, man, it's like I can't use that analogy. Like the Charlotte Hornets, they stink, right?
Yep.
But if they get off to a 10-0 start this season – we all know it's not sustainable. We'll throw eggs at it. But you can let Charlotte fan for 10 games enjoy the fact that they're 10-0, right? And I'm not comparing Charlotte to the Niners.
But I would say
you got to return to glass.
Okay,
slippers.
So what if I say, yeah, enjoy while you can.
You might be right this year for the Niners.
Right.
But do you believe that, though?
About what?
The Niners. I think they got some staying power.
I think they're going to be in the mix to win the division.
Well, I say make the playoffs. Because I think the Rams are better than them, Stoney, especially with this injury to Bosa. And I could be wrong.
Well, then they're going to have to get in as a wild card. But I look at the Rams' schedule, and this is it. You know, and this is kind of where I'm at, and people are going to maybe say it's more than that. But it's on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. I think the Niners are fortunate to be 3-0. I do, too. And I think they can maintain this because they have the easiest schedule in the NFL. I don't think they can make a true Super Bowl run, because I'm suspicious of the offensive line at this point. I think they're aging, and when the game's predicated, that's kind of where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at. They're fortunate to be 3-0.
And you would catch no
heat. Fine. But, and that's the thing. The schedule is going to temper everything. And, whether you think that's fair or not, I'm not sure it's going away.
I just, when I hear schedule, and I get it, I feel like the Niners paid the price for this easy schedule. But they're taking advantage because you could have lost these games on this quote-unquote easy schedule, but you hadn't. But you had a disastrous season last year, and you don't pick your opponents. So all you can do to get to the dance, Donnie, and get an invitation is handle your business, and they've done that through 3 weeks. They just have. That's what it is.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's go to, I know this is going to be a good one, Antonio in Oakland.
Hey.
What's up, Antonio? How you doing? I know what kind of fan you are.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, we're 3-0 right now. All this coulda, shoulda, woulda, not playing great, playing bad, whatever. They walked out of the stadium with more points than the other team. That's all you can ask for, man. We got Brock Purdy coming back. So then we're going to have Pearsall, McCaffrey, Jennings, IU, Kittle. When we have that, can you think of a better 5-4 than that? I can't. But that's just me.
Pretty old, though,
Nick
huh?
Bosa. Pretty playmakers, I know that. But Nick Bosa's injured, but I think we're going to get somebody in the trade like we always do, like we got with Bryce Huff. We've been looking like, Robert Mathis, the second. And then, we got Michael Williams going to emerge as a rookie. And I love the moves we made for Robinson, man. Like, Robinson's an excellent backup running back. So at the end of the day, we got enough on defense, even though Bosa's like a probably third or fourth best edge guy in all of football. But I do agree with you. I am a little worried about the offensive line. That's a weak spot. So we should have been drafting high at that position, at least in the first two rounds, the last two drafts, man. That's just my opinion. So, man, we're going to win this Sunday, too.
Appreciate it, Antonio.
Over to Jags. Instead of you were saying they're old. I mean, Pearsall and Purdy are babies.
No, I'm talking about mostly Kittle and McCaffrey and
Trent.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's get to some of the Shanahan sound from yesterday. I'm going to jump back into some more calls. How are they going to make up for the loss of Bosa?
I mean, nothing in particular. You don't just replace a guy like Nick. Everyone's got to continue to get better at everything. Just same thing I'd be preaching if we did have Nick, too. When you lose your better players, it gets harder. But I also expect throughout this year, I expect all of our players to get better as it goes. And that's stressed even that much more when you lose a great one like Nick. Lots of guys obviously will have to step it up as it goes. But I believe that'll be more by committee than any individual.
All right. Next man up, and everybody else has to get better. Makes sense. Bosa out for the year. Kittle's going to miss the next two games, so they got to get through that.
Man,
and we'll find out.
So he won't be there for the Rams.
No, he's going to miss the next two games, and then we'll find out about who the quarterback's going to be on Sunday. And I have a feeling that one's going to come down to just before the game, too.
Now that you're not, because we did this like ping pong last week, Stoney, the fact that the Niners added another win to the record, so there's not 2-0, you're 3-0. Does that make you feel like, even if Purdy was almost a go, just sit one more out. The fact that you got another win.
I mean, it might be it might just come down to who's more healthy, him or Mac Jones. Yeah. And then you say, well, if they're neither of them are healthy, well, then you got to throw Jones out there because he's less important.
Speaking of which,
so yeah, that one's probably going to come down to kickoff on Sunday.
We had your boy on yesterday, Stoney Ross Tucker, and I came in here and I admitted, and I still am, I was giddy about what Robert Saleh's done with his defense. And I asked him about the loss of, I asked him about that, just the job Saleh was doing. Kenny, if you could play his answer, and Stoney, I want to get your response from it because it shocked me.
We're going to learn a lot about Saleh without Bosa. You know, it's like
wow. When
you're a broadcaster and the game's a blowout and it's 40-10 in the fourth quarter, you find out a lot about yourself as a broadcaster. Well, we're going to find out a lot about Saleh as a D coordinator without Bosa for the rest of this year.
But does that still take away from the job that he's done when he had Bosa, Stoney?
I think Saleh's a made man. Mm. I think if Bosa misses the rest of the year and the defense goes to hell, Saleh's not going to take it on the chin. He won't.
You don't think?
No, I don't.
Well, not on the chin because that means a knockout. But
if the 49ers defense gets worse and all of a sudden they're mediocre, I think we're going to say, well, we've got the best defensive coordinator in football. We've got a young team. Like, it's just assumed. He did the best he could. Like, when I think of Robert Saleh and the way he's talked about, he's not going to leave anything on the table. He's going to have this team at defensively at least playing at the highest level they can play. Yeah. And if they're not very good, then a magician couldn't have made him better. Like, I think Saleh is going to get, if this defense isn't good, it's not going to be like, boy, Saleh's under the gun. I guarantee it'll be, these players aren't good enough. It's got to be with Saleh. He's like the...
I'm not saying strong like his job's in jeopardy. I mean, it's set up for him to be that a defensive whiz if he can keep this, if we could, you know, see the growth continue from these youngsters. And Stoney, you know, they ball out and they're a stout defense, you know, by week 14, week 15. But I'll say this, and I said it yesterday to Grandy, Stoney. I mean, what makes what Kyle's done impressive is you've done it with a backup quarterback. I know he's Mac Jones, but you haven't skipped a beat. You've done it without your tight end, but you hadn't had to do it for the whole year, but it's still been impressive. I mean, I would just say Saleh's job compared to what I'm saying on the offensive end is kind of easier. I mean, more difficult because Bosa's not coming back. But Kyle's shown week in, week out, I can do it with the backup quarterback for two games, and I can also do it without my starting tight end for four or more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just getting back to Saleh, I'm looking at the YouTube chat, Apollo Crews. I just completely agree with this. Saleh's not going to get the blame. I don't believe Saleh will get any blame for this defense because they because it's so different than the defense he coached before. And again, I don't think there's no – I'm trying to think of a scenario where we'll come out of the season and say, man, Saleh was terrible. I don't think he's got that in him.
And you got Fred Warner on your – I know you had him last year, but he was hampered with a broken ankle. Well, yeah, broken ankle.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Niners' 3-0 start. And whether or not you think this team has staying power, and how do you view this 3-0 start? Is it all good? And 3-0 is 3-0, and let's not worry about some of the little things, and let's try to go to 4-0 against Jacksonville. Are you the type of fan that looks at this and says, "Yeah, we're 3-0, but we got a lot to work on. We might not be as elite as some people think." And I'm just wondering, this season where the expectations had changed so much, I'm kind of with y'all. 3-0 is 3-0. You play who you play, and you're not the team with the reputation it had last year. So I'm less likely to nitpick about this team because I don't think they're a 13-4 team. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you guys think about it? Also, A-Dub Nation, The preseason is right around the corner, and 95.7 The Game is tipping things off in style. Join us at Pier 39 on Saturday, October 4th, for a Warriors preseason special you won't want to miss. Live appearances from the Warrior favorites like Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kalena Azubuike, Tim Roy, and our very own Bonte Hill. They will all be there at Pier 39 next Saturday, October 4th. Plus, you'll also have a chance to win tickets to the first preseason game on Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors host LeBron James and the Lakers. And if that's not enough, Evan Giddings and Guru will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4. Once again, Pier 39, Saturday, October 4th. It's hoops, it's hype, and the season is almost here. And it's coming here to 95.7 The Game, Warriors basketball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.